Friendly reminder, the lady and gentleman, the friendly reminder meant for this afternoon is at 4:40 p.m. Learning in the shul this week is sponsored by the Rosen family, Li'ili Nishmas, Binyamin Ben Yaakov, and Yocheved Bas Yitzhak. This morning, learning is sponsored in Li'ili Nishmas, Asher Ben Elazar, and of course, our Mishnayos are always sponsored by Li'ili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzhak, and the Mishnah tells us as follows, Bamedvar Mamurim, yesterday we began a discussion about the question of whether a kli can block tuma. In this case, we were talking about the beehive that's hanging out outside. So, what were the rules that we talked about yesterday? Bizmanchi kli mechulcheles. We're assuming the beehive is a utensil that has windows. However, haisa pechuso bekuka bekash. What if it was broken and it's stuffed up with straw or afutza, or if the windows are covered? So, and the Mishnah asks, Ezawi afutza, what's the definition of afutza? So we say, it's considered closed windows, shein la tefach mimakom echad. So there's no one tefach at any particular side. There's no poseach tefach. A bee can get in, but it ain't a tefach. So kazayis min ameis nasan tachtai, if you have that situation, and you have a kazayis min ameis underneath it, so you don't have a kli. And so therefore, the kazayis min ameis has nothing to stop it. And connect the water to home tummy. So if it's underneath the beehive, going all the way down, wherever the kazayis min ameis is, it's always, always, always going to be tummy. Al gaba, if the kazayis min ameis is on top of it, so connect the water rakia tummy. It's going to also be tummy all the way up. Babayis, if it's inside the house, ain't tummy el abayis. The whole house is going to be tummy. Bisocha, if it's inside the beehive, ain't tummy el asocha. It's going to be just the tocha is going to be a problem. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Haisa gavom and aretz tefach." What if the beehive is not on the ground? It's off the ground by a tefach. So now, as we learned yesterday, there's a space underneath the tefach, underneath the hive, to spread the tuma. So tuma tachtel babayis tachtel babayis tamei. If half the beehive is in the house and half of it is outside of the house, so if there's tuma underneath it, so the underneath and the house are going to be tamei. And tocha begaba tohor. But the hive is going to stuff up on top of it, and so therefore the tumah won't go above the beehive. But bisocha, what if there was tumah inside the beehive? Ain't a tameh el tocha, so it's only the inside that's going to be tocha. That's going to be tameh. Al gaba kineg duwata rakia tameh. But if it, the tumah, the kazayis min ameis is on top of this broken hive, so it's going to the tumah is going to keep going up and up and up and up and up ad la rakia. We'll explain the parameters of how high and whatnot when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day.